This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is that time of day. We're just 3 weeks away from the NFL draft. The Daily Mock at 1 o'clock. We dive into a different mock draft somewhere on the internet and see what the Eagles are doing. Today, we're going to NFL.com, one of their latest mock drafts. Number one overall, Cam Ward, quarterback, Miami to the Tennessee Titans. Number two, and this is becoming more and more of a common pick here, Hugh, Abdul Carter to the Cleveland Browns, which means they'd have Myles Garrett and Abdul Carter on the same pass rush.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Woo, but that also means Kenny Pickett's probably their quarterback or something like that.
I mean, they're not
going
to score a lot of points, but no. The defense is going to be stout.
Yeah, well, number three, in this mock, the New York Giants pass on Shedeur Sanders and go with Travis Hunter, the corner wide receiver out of Colorado. Armon.
Yeah, they got a bunch of quarterbacks anyway.
Yeah, well, they're not any good, but they have a bunch. Yeah, led by Russell Wilson. Patriots, Armon Membu, the offensive tackle out of Missouri. And, wow, Jacksonville takes Tyler Warren, tight end, out of Penn State with the fifth overall pick. All right, let's go down the board to the Philadelphia Eagles. And, Hugh, we don't have to go all the way down the board because in this mock, we have a trade-up. The Eagles trading with the Minnesota Vikings, moving up from 32 to 24 to select Malachi Starks, safety. Where else? The University
Georgia.
Of Georgia. Hugh, your thoughts on Starks and the idea of trading up for a safety in round one?
That's pretty impressive. You're talking about a 6'1", 205-pound safety. Lewisine is back there. They got some players. But for them to move up and draft Malachi with the pick that they picked, what did you say, 26, 24?
24, yeah.
I mean, that says that, to me, that screams that he's going to be a starter instantly.
Well, because they'd be trading up to
get him. Yeah, they would be trading up to get him. And, you know, they're looking at him and some of his ability. He has the ability to come off the corner. I'm watching some of the highlights right now. You can use him on blitz reads. He has enough speed, looks like, that he can be a guy in one-on-one coverage. Hitting, haven't seen too many plays where he's, like, out, flat out sticking people. But he looks like he's a really, really good cover safety. So that's something, when you talk about the versatility in the backfield for the Philadelphia Eagles, I think that's something that they're probably, if they trade up for him, that's probably what they're looking at, the versatility in the passing game and his ability to cover and leave him on the island. So, yeah. I can see that. I can definitely see that.
Well, he's a Georgia guy, so that fits what they do here on the defensive side.
And as I say that, he comes up and he lays a big stick on the Texas running back. So, yeah. He looked like he can hit a little bit too, man.
Yeah, look, if they trade up from 32 to 24, he's going to play right away.
I mean, yeah, no question about that.
Would be a lot, because that probably costs a third round pick to move up that high in the first round to go up 32 to 24. So the comp I saw on one site.
Yeah, he looked like he a little bit of hit. Granted, people aren't watching highlights, but he doesn't like he's afraid of contact.
Jesse Bates was one of the comps I saw, who was with the Bengals and now he's with the Atlanta Falcons. Elliot did say to us last hour when we had him on about the conversation on CJ and what Sirianni said this morning and Howie the other day, that he wouldn't be surprised that at some point they acquire a safety. Right now they're saying it's Reed Blankenship and Sidney Brown. That feels pretty light to me. That just doesn't feel like
brutal.
Yeah, just that's not a top tier safety duo. I mean, let's be real.
If you'd have said all due respect, you'd have been good to go.
You'd have been good to go.
We're gonna rename our show with all due respect. So everything we say can't be disrespectful. Okay? Yeah, that would be
it. We'll see how that goes.
We're about to find out. I'm pretty sure we're going to get a little pushback as I start.
Are you comfortable with the Reed Blankenship, Sidney Brown safety duo to start the season?
With all due respect.
No. I need something else.
Heard of Lewis Cine?
I don't care about Lewis Cine. I haven't seen him make a play in the
NFL.
He's a
big hitter.
Oh, jeez.
No, that was in college.
He's been hurt, unfortunately.
Yeah, he's been hurt, unfortunately.
Kyle, your thought on trading up for Malachi Starks?
So trading up feels like a little bit much because I've seen him mocked to 32. That's, you know, in my non-professional scouting opinion.
In feels your like, daily mock at 1 o'clock
yeah, feels,
opinion?
It feels like we don't need to move up to make that kind of move to go up and get him. But safety's an area you need. As much as everybody wants to tell us that everything's fine after trading the C.J. Gardner-Johnson, like, we have a hole at safety. So I would be totally okay with making a move and getting this kid in the draft.
Yeah, interesting player. And look, would anyone be surprised they drafted a Georgia player in the first round? I mean, this has been basically every year for years now. They get all these Georgia defenders. So Malachi Starks, the latest daily mock at 1 o'clock. 215-592-9494. If we go back to the phones here, Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing that others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Do the Eagles need the tush push? Yes or no? 71% saying no. With all due respect, Kyle believes that it's coping.
Yeah, just not listening to me.
Okay. That's it. That's just that. And this one, even more lopsided, is avocado an aphrodisiac? 89% no, 11% pity votes for Hugh here on this one.
No, see, listen. This is what y'all need to figure out. Like, I went and I Googled. You know, chocolate's considered an aphrodisiac.
That one has been out oysters. There for a long time. I've heard that. I don't.
Figs. Yeah, I've heard of oysters. Yeah.
Figs.
Figs? Fig Newtons?
Yeah, no,
Not Fig Newtons.
Fig Newtons are
chili.
More candy, I sure.
Chili.
Cookie-ish.
Maca.
Chili?
Chili? Hold on.
Avocado?
I'm putting my foot down on chili.
Wait, do you mean chili like the bowl or like
the chili peppers?
Oh, okay.
Oh.
It stimulates nerve endings.
Okay.
On the tongue, which can...
Oh, here's the...
It causes a release of sex drive boosting chemicals. I'm just telling y'all, listen, I don't make this stuff up. And it says avocados right there. I'm looking at it.
Nah.
Just because it's on Google doesn't mean it's true. Someone could have put that out there and it just came up on your algorithm.
I Google. Well, see, the holistic living people, they know what. Like, the holistic people, they know what I'm talking about. They know
those people are quacks.
Strawberries? Bananas. Oh, now this one. Now you can't dispute this one. Wine.
Well, yeah. Alcohol.
Say duh. Garlic.
Yeah, no. Hell no. That makes your breath all stinky.
Pistachios.
Yeah, garlic.
Come on,
that's enough.
What are we doing?
Pistachios?
It says coffee.
Now, you know what? With all due respect, I don't care what your stupid Google says.
This list is a joke.
Truffles. I've heard about truffles.
Yep.
Chocolate and wine and truffles. Avocado.
To your point, Kyle. They got celery on here. I don't know nobody getting live with celery. Ain't nobody trying to get live with no celery. Like, ooh, hey, babe, I got a whole stalk of celery. What you talking about?
No one.
I don't know. Not a soul
has ever used celery.
Okay, now that was okay. This study might be inconclusive.
The list is bunk.
Yeah. It might be inconclusive.
This is why you
ain't nobody
gets
jiggy with the celery.
No, that's ridiculous.
Are they?
No.
I mean,
celery?
That's a weird one.
Not a single person ever that works for. All right, let's go to Paul, who's up next on WIP. What's up, Paul?
Hey guys, how are you?
Hey,
what's up, Paul?
Look, what are we doing here with the whole pushing back the rule thing just because we don't like the way this vote's going to go?
Yeah, this doesn't work in other parts of life. There's a vote coming. You don't like the way it's going to go? Push it back until everyone changes their mind.
It doesn't work.
I mean, do you think if they thought that it was going to pass, they'd be tabling it?
No.
Probably not.
No.
Exactly,
no way.
Man.
Nope.
Like, this is child stuff here, man. Like, it's getting old. It's really getting old, man. Like, okay, we got a bunch of grown men pouting over something here, and then they don't get what they want. So they're like, let's just table it so we got a little bit more time to persuade people, man. It's just, it's getting old.
That's how I feel about
you
it.
Know There's what? Never grown men I'm pouting right and complaining you, on this show.
Yeah, you're right, though. This is grown men crying and pouting. This is.
It is.
Which we're
and
against.
I'm right there with you. It's not even the fact that you want to get rid of it. Just be honest.
Just be a man.
The injury thing and everything. It's like, just be honest about it. I was so heated this morning when I found out they tabled it. Because I knew. I was like, this is just an attempt to get more votes to try and screw us.
They're stalling, Paul. We appreciate you.
Must be in space.
What was that? That's like some weird beeping.
Speaking of space, did you see they brought the astronauts back, right?
Yeah. The man and woman that were stranded up there for a while?
Did you see them on TV together?
I did not.
They look comfortable.
Here we go.
I'm just saying. They look comfortable.
They have celery up there?
They probably did not have celery. They probably had to improvise.
They probably had wine. I mean, they probably gave them that.
They improvised.
So I actually, what our last caller said is it really does hit home that they pushed the vote back because they didn't like the way the vote was going to go. Imagine if we do our show and we have our opinions and we do our Twitter poll and I don't like the way the votes are going. I say, you know what? Pause it here. I'm going to say the same thing again 3 weeks from now. We're going to try again. You can't do that.
Don't we kind of do that?
We accept the poll results as what they are.
No, we don't.
Well, you don't. I do.
No, we don't. We just say that. You know, with all due respect, people are ignorant.
This is you.
I'm just saying. That's what I'm saying. When you said it, I don't understand. Because people ain't listening. That's why I have to start the show and long talk. Because
you
sometimes you got to reach the people that just don't get it. And at the end of the day,
they still don't get
They still don't get it. So with all due respect, you ain't that bright. See how that works? They can't get mad.
No,
you can't get mad at that.
If someone tells you you're not that bright, you can be offended.
You can't.
You can.
All right, let's practice. Do it to me.
you just want me to say it for you can just go off anyway. I'm not doing that.
No, do it to people in the hallway.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
I will.
Yeah. With all due respect, you ain't that bright.
Yeah.
People feel about that.
Okay, no, how about this? With all due respect, I don't like the color of your shirt.
Oh, dude.
But that's not that. I wouldn't care about that.
Hold on.
That's not really that disrespectful.
But hold on. You can't comment on,
with all due respect,
a woman's appearance here.
Definitely would not do it to a woman.
That feels like a big part of it.
You're
going to go out there in the hallway, comment on a woman's appearance, all due respect.
Because women are here by a different set of rules than guys.
Oh.
See, this is a guy rule. This does not apply to females.
I'm not sure you should be the one making up the rules.
Well, I can tell you that, with all due respect, is not going to fly with a woman. I can tell you that. And you're going to get your feelings hurt before you get the... When you hit them with all due respect, after that, it's all downhill.
Wait one second. Didn't you... You openly say this. You put your hands on a coworker before. What have you said with all due respect?
That wouldn't have worked.
Wait a minute. I technically threatened to put my hands on a coworker.
Okay, but what have you said with all due respect?
Well, at that point, we were way beyond respect.
I think I got you in a corner here.
Respect was out.
We pushed through that barrier. You know what I mean? We pushed through that. Now, to your point. If he would have started out the conversation with all due respect,
then it would have been okay.
Then it would have been a different conversation. He didn't do that.
All right, I have homework for our audience tonight.
Wait a minute, did you do your homework?
What do I have to do?
The worst or the driest.
Driest
reporter.
That's due in the next segment.
All right, I'll workshop some names.
Joe does not want to do this.
To get messy, and it's a problem.
Hey, we're on TV now. We might as well push all the way into this thing.
I would say this. If I'm going to do this, there's more dry reporters than there are lively reporters.
Okay, well,
I'm not ready. I have my other list here, okay? I've got my football guys and my non-football guys.
I just want you to get in just as much trouble.
I didn't disagree with you. Jeff McClain is a dry reporter. I mean, it's true. It's okay. And you know what? Sometimes I need that. As a talk show host, you ask the tough questions dryly, and I'll react loudly. That's fine. We each have a role in this.
I got a feeling I'm going to get called off anyway after this. So can we play the cut when he did his report and he was talking about the Eagles?
No, can we do that? No. We're trying to keep the audience.
I'm washing my hands of this whole situation.
We're trying not to.
I'm already in trouble.
You are going to set us ablaze.
We got to take a deep breath. Deep breath.
I'm already in trouble. I'm about to get I'm already gonna get called into the office. I might as well.
I'm not going with you.
I might as well make it work for my while.
Well, our boss is about to go on spring break. So.
Well, that's true.
I might as well make it work for my while. Just
substitute
work.
Teacher vibes at WIP the next week or so. David in Westchester. What's up, David?
Oh my.
It's a scene in here today, David. The YouTube era Hugh is a different animal.
I love it.
I'm about to get in trouble, so I might as well. Might as well go all in.
You better duck up out of here, Susan.
You better get out. You better leave.
I've got a new Hugh Douglas personality.
Oh, what do we got?
We got Lamont Douglas.
Lamont Douglas.
Oh, wow. I haven't heard Lamont since I've been at home.
Is that when he's in big trouble?
Oh yeah, that's Lamont. Like family, like that's where they. They don't ever call me Hugh at home. I'm Lamont. I'm Lamont at home. So thanks a lot, Dave.
So Lamont Douglas will let strange men at the ballpark rub his shoulders, whereas Hugh Douglas would have knocked them right on their ass as soon as they started.
See, wait a minute, hold up, so. Dave. I know I cannot. I can't physically harm anybody, but it's a little weird when you're sitting there. Like, for instance, me and I, we're sitting there, we're watching the game, and just random dudes come up and be like, hey, and start rubbing on your shoulders.
But you're trying to be friendly.
That's too friendly.
I don't disagree.
That's too friendly. And it was me. It was, shout out to Tuck. We were sitting there with Tucker Bagley, and they just start rubbing on shoulders, and Tuck's looking like, wow, does that happen a lot? Well, it's not supposed to, but it happened a lot yesterday. I guess because it was opening day and everything, yeah. And I don't know, but it was a lot. It was a lot.
Opening day is different than the other days.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Okay, Lamont, you go get him, buddy. Yeah, I'm proud of you.
I like the new
you,
Hugh, Lamont.
Thank you.
All right, what do you think? They need the tush push or not?
I don't want to see it banned to start with, but no, they don't need it because you know what they're going to do. Mm. They're going to devise a way to get around whatever new rule that they write up or however they go to get it not to be used. So, they're crafty and they're very good at what they do. So they'll figure out a way around it. And as long as they have Jalen Hurts, you know, it's not like, you know, you got Kenny Two Gloves back there who could never do what Hurts does as far as pushing through that line. So as long as they have him, he's going to be fine where they'll just figure out a way around it. So they don't need it as it's currently composed, but they will figure out a way around it.
I agree, David. I'd like to keep it. It seems like we're moving away from that, but I don't think it's going to kill them if they don't have it. I think they can work around it and figure it out. And I think in this, it's important to know, David, good phone call. They have Saquon Barkley. They have the best offensive line in the league. They have Jalen Hurts. Hopefully Kevin Petullo is ready to, you know, for this job as the offensive coordinator, but like, if they can't convert third and ones, we got separate problems than if they just can't use the tush push. I think, Hugh, if they have a full offseason or most of the offseason and they know it's going to be gone, they'll figure out a way around this.
Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that they will. But my thing is they shouldn't have to.
Well, I agree with that.
Because of what's happening in the NFL. It should tell you everything that you need to know about all of this. They tabled it. They tabled it because it didn't pass. Mm. So somebody in power, somebody higher up that wanted to act like, you know, this is the democracy and you can all vote on it, basically told a lie to everybody because it wasn't going to go the way that they wanted it to go. So they said, wait, we'll come back to this. I got to go back and I got to grease some more palms or whatever it is that they're going to do to help make this pass. That's basically what happened. It didn't go the way that they thought it was going to go because we heard last week, remember? It were two different stories. Rhea was the first report that the tush push wasn't going anywhere.
Yep.
And then it was somebody, was it Diane Rossini?
It was.
Said, hey, I don't think this is going to be a good, you know, I don't think this is going to go the Eagles' way.
And it seemed like it changed.
And then it flipped back because somebody thought that it was going to go the way that they thought it was going to go until they got into the room. And when they got into the room, they're like, oh, wait a minute. This ain't what I thought it was, because you need, what, 9 people, right? You need 9.
You need 9 to
vote for it, or right?
To pass the rule. Which
you need 24,
24.
Right?
So 9 on the Eagles side would cut that down. You'd only have 23 on the other side.
Yeah, so it
we
wasn't going to go.
Here on the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, so, yeah. I did it the hard
32
way.
32 minus 9 is 23.
Yeah. But it didn't go the way that they thought it was going to go. So this is why we're where we are now.
But here's why I'm frustrated, because we're moving the wrong direction.
Yes.
Like, a year ago, they couldn't even get this to a vote, right? They talked about this, but we never even got to this point. And then, it was that Raheem Morris and it was McDermott at the Combine. Once they started talking, I'm telling you, other people in the NFL, you know what? I kind of agree with them. I didn't want to be the first one, but now that he said it out loud, I'm with you.
Well, and I look at it like this. If that's the case, then I would look at you, I would look at you differently. If it took somebody else to say something about you, something you felt some way about.
Well, and that's why we put our list together of the true football guys around the league and the non-football guys. So here's who we have. DeMeco Ryans, football guy. Dan Campbell, Aaron Glenn, Todd Bowles, Kellen Moore, Mike Vrabel, Nick Sirianni, true football guys. Unfortunately, we have a list on the other ledger here that have proven to not be football guys. People that have come out publicly and said they don't like the tush push. Sean McVay, Matt LaFleur, Joe DeCamera, Raheem Morris, Jeff McClain. Actually, McClain, that's separate. He didn't say that. Self, our caller. Ike Reese and Rich McKay, all not football guys.
Jeff McClain, Carlos.
I know. He was put in
called, called like 10 today.
We love you, Jeff.
He has not come out against Twitch Push.
We love you, Jeff.
He just ended up in the non-football guy list for some other reason. It's your fault.
He ended up on the dry reporter list that Joe is still going to make.
That's a different list.
It's a different list. All I know is Elliot is not on that list.
No, Elliot is not.
He's the opposite
Elliot
of a dry reporter.
Elliot is my early lead favorite for, what was it again?
Eagles Insider of the Year.
Yeah, Insider of the Year.
You got a long way to go, though. I mean, you're putting the cart before the horse.
Oh, no, I got it. Like, Elliot's on a... Have you heard... Listen.
Bigger lock, Phillies to win the division last
Elliot
June when
Shore
I
Parks.
Said it, or Elliot to repeat.
Elliot Shore Parks.
No,
have
not
you
true.
Heard Elliot, man?
The Phillies are up six games.
But don't it feel like Elliot, like, when we talk to him now, he got a little bit more bass in his voice. You ain't heard that bass that Elliot has
no,
now?
No, but here's what...
And that confidence that he's exuding?
Elliot's rolling right now. But you know what I need from him?
What's that?
I need him to nail the Eagles' first-round pick. I want the name... The night of the draft, they're going to draft this player, and then they get him.
That's a lot, though.
Well, I know.
Because there's a lot that goes into that. That could change.
They had the fourth pick, it's kind of easy, right? Mm-hmm. You could just guess it. 32nd pick, if he nails that, he might have this thing wrapped up. Back to back.
I was looking more so because Elliot in the locker room asking the tough questions, that's kind of what I was looking more forward to. Like the fire questions, like the questions that the fans want to know the answer to.
Yeah.
And the eloquent way that he does that. That's what I was thinking about. But that's a good one, too. If he nails that, then it's a for sure lock.
So Elliot was one of the reasons I think he won Insider of the Year last year is he was one of the early ones on the Goddard situation,
yes.
Saying the Goddard situation could go sideways. Now, Goddard's still here, though no one actually seems to think he's going to be here when the season rolls around.
No, it doesn't sound like it because he has no guaranteed money on his deal. And he's making, like, what, $15 million this year, something like that?
It's pretty heavy for a tight end. All right, coming up on the other side, we do have something new on the Goddard situation. First, what Nick Sirianni said this morning about Goddard and his future with the Eagles. And D. Gunn with the latest on Dallas Goddard. Uh-oh. What's going on here? How's this going to end? We'll get to that next. Your phone calls on the Tush Push. Do the Eagles need it? And we'll run through all the rule proposals. They actually did switch. And things that changed today in the NFL, we know they tabled the Tush Push thing. What changed? We'll react to it all next. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.